Faithful John. Once upon a time, in the island kingdom of Delolia, lived a young and charismatic king named Theodore. Theodore loved his people and always strived to make the people of his kingdom happy. Delolia was a cluster of islands with a rich economy filled with merchants trading within the kingdom and their neighbors. The king would often set out into the kingdom with his most faithful servant, John. Theodore would disguise himself as a merchant, John's old friend Ted, and together they would travel around the kingdom. This is how Theodore knew the best ways to keep his people happy.
Hey there, Marty.
Hey there, Ted. John is waiting for you. He found it.
Thank you, Marty.
We have captured the beast that was the cause of all the chaos in the kingdom. But I must say, it can be a bit noisy.
All right. What? What is that thing?
I believe that thing is a ferret.
Hey! Who are you calling a thing? Get me out of this box! I'll show you what kind of thing I am!
It speaks!
Oh yes, aren't you a bright one?
Huh?
My name is Freddy. I was turned into this furry little puppet by that evil wizard Alistair. I was only trying to get some food when you trapped me here. Now get me out of here so that I can go back and make that old wizard change me back.
But why did he turn you into a little ferret?
I used to work for King Xerius as a goldsmith.
King Xerius?
Yeah, that man had Alistair chant a spell over all the goldsmiths to bring all the gold to him in different forms. This made the rest of the people poor and unhappy. The spell had somehow worn off me, and I tried to run. But before I could, Alistair found me and turned me into this!
Oh, that is bad.
Oh, it is. I'm going to find him and make him pay.
Why don't I help you?
You? You and what army? If there is anyone who can help me, it is the king. I hear he is a good man.
I am.
Sir, I think you should think about it first. Xerius has been an enemy to you and your father for years. Do you really want to go down there and pick a fight?
Oh, don't worry, John. He won't even know.
Hey, what are you two knuckleheads whispering about up there?
Oh, don't worry. My name is Ted, and this is John. We'll help you. Let's go.
Ted and John took Freddy back to the castle to the king's room.
Here!
What are we doing here? What if the king finds out? Where are you going?
Oh, don't worry, Freddy.
Huh?
Hello, Freddy.
Greetings, Your Majesty. Apologies for coming into your room, sir.
Freddy, it's me, Ted, also known as King Theodore of Delolia.
Oh, my king. I am sorry for the way I spoke to you earlier.
It's okay. John will show you to your room where you can rest. Tomorrow, when the sun comes up, we shall leave.
Woohoo! All right, then.
Right this way. I hope King Theodore knows what he needs to do. I wonder how we will even get past the gates.
I have the perfect way. King Xerius is obsessed with gold. We can get in disguised as goldsmiths and lure the princess to the ship, and then demand the king to set me free in exchange for her.
Freddy explained the entire plan to John, who was quite impressed. The next morning, they went to the ship and told King Theodore about their plan, and they set sail to the Golden Kingdom.
We'll sail, sail, sail away into the unknown sea.
We'll take the princess to the ship, and then they'll transform me.
Let's go inside. I'm quite hungry. Oh, what is that?
It is a painting of the princess, sir. Princess Sophia.
She is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my entire life.
Now I want to take her back to the kingdom and spend time with her. I shall keep her like a queen.
Land-ho! I see the Golden Kingdom.
Ha ha! Wonderful!
The trio went up to the castle and into the courtroom.
I'm afraid I cannot let you enter.
We come bearing gifts for the princess and the king, sire.
Ah, one moment. I shall inform the king immediately.
Where did Freddy go?
Meanwhile, as John and Ted were waiting to meet the king and princess, Freddy ran into the magician's chambers to find a way to transform himself.
Where is it? Where is that wand of his?
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Huh? Run!
Not so fast. Freeze! Finally, I got you.
Oh, no! Not a cage again!
The King Sirius and Princess Sophia will see you now.
Well, about time. Come on, John.
Greetings, Your Majesty.
Your Highness, the goldsmiths that I was telling you about?
Ah, welcome. A goldsmith is always welcome to my kingdom.
And this is for the princess.
Oh my, this is so beautiful.
An angel for an angel. And we have many more golden artifacts back on the ship, my lady. It would be easier for you to pick from.
Could I go, Father? Please?
What nonsense! I won't let you go on a stranger's ship! No!
Oh, please, Father! It will only be for you to have more gold! Please!
All right, all right. But not alone. You there! Go with the princess on board the ship.
Yes, Your Highness.
Your Majesty, have you seen Freddy? He's been missing.
Oh, don't worry, John. He must have run back to the ship.
As Ted and John led the princess to the ship, the king called for one of his ministers and asked him to find out who they were and where they came from.
Who is that man, and why does he look so familiar? Find out at once.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Meanwhile, the princess was ecstatic seeing the various gold artifacts on the ship.
Oh, wow! So beautiful! I want this, 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 and this, too! Go and get everything ready. We shall unload soon.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
The plan is working, sir.
Yes, there is no time. We have to leave now.
But what about Freddy?
We have no time. Let's go.
This is so much better than the Golden Mall. There's so many cute little things here. I wonder where that guard is. What? No!
Ted went to her and explained the entire situation to the princess. He told her about his real identity and about Freddy and the spell that was laid on the entire kingdom.
Oh, princess, I have fallen for you the moment I laid eyes on you. Would you not help me save my friend and become my queen?
Princess Sophia's heart had softened, and she agreed to help King Theodore.
I did not know about the spell. This is horrible. I shall send a note myself when we reach there.
The royal guard saw the ship in the sea and went to inform the king. The king was furious.
What? I want to know who that man was now. It seems that the ship belongs to King Theodore of Delolia. King Theodore, where is the magician? I want to see him right away.
The king went into the magician's chambers and told him what had happened. He ordered him to cast a spell on the ship to bring the princess back.
Your Majesty, I have two excellent curses that will destroy the king.
Go on.
First, as the king gets off of the ship, a royal steed will await him. The moment he mounts the horse, it will ride away with him, taking him far, far away, never to return. The only way to get away is if someone else scares the horse away without telling the king, or else they would freeze forever.
Wonderful!
And if that doesn't work, then the second curse surely will.
And what is that?
You will hand over this golden coat to him as an offering of peace. And when he puts it on, he and his entire kingdom shall turn to stone. If anyone tells him about this curse, they shall turn to stone in an instant.
Well done, Alistair. Come, let us go to the docks at once.
Oh no, I must find a way to warn them. His wand. I must reach it. Got it. Now, how does this thing work? Open sesame. Aha, it worked. Salazim, salazum. Ha ha, wonderful. Now I must go and warn John.
Freddy waved the wand, and with a puff of smoke, he disappeared into thin air. Meanwhile, the ship had docked at Delolia. The king called for a messenger to send a note to King Zarius.
I sure hope Freddy is okay back there.
Hey there, Johnny.
Who are you?
It's me, Freddy. Listen, we don't have time. The king told the evil Alistair.
Freddy told John of all that he had heard and warned him about the curses. He told him that if anyone told the king, they would turn to stone. Just then, as Freddy told John about everything, a beautiful-looking horse walked up before the king.
At last, this horse will be wonderful to take us back to the palace.
Just as he was about to mount the horse, John banged on the gong that was being carried past him. This scared the horse and sent him running away.
How rude! How could John do that to the king?
It's okay. John is my most faithful servant. I'm sure he had his reason, keeping the welfare of the king in mind.
Phew! That was a close one.
The king and the princess went to the palace. A messenger went up to John and told him about the arrival of King Zarius.
He's here? Already?
Yes, sir. He says he comes in peace, bearing gifts for the king and the bride-to-be.
That is odd.
Hello, King Theodore. Greetings.
Greetings, sire.
I come bearing gifts. Please accept this golden coat. It has been a tradition with my family where the groom wears this golden coat as a token of strength that has been passed down for generations.
Wow, that's amazing. I would be honored.
Go on, why don't you put it on?
Just as King Theodore was about to wear the golden coat, John jumped in the way and pulled the coat out of his arms and threw it on the ground, causing a large spark and smoke coming from the coat.
What is this foolery? How dare you make a mockery of our family traditions? This is a total disgrace. Are you just going to allow him to disregard our family heirloom?
He is right, John. You leave me no choice but to bring you the worst charge that there is. You are now banished from the Kingdom of Delolia for life.
No, that was all because of me. If anyone should leave, it should be me, my king. I think I should tell you what actually happened.
No, I will not let you take the fall for this. You just got your life back. Before I leave my liege, may I say a few last words?
Yes, you may.
All that I did earlier was to save you from spells that King Zarius had placed on you. The steed that was chased away with the sound of the gong had you mounted on it. It would have taken you far, far away, never to return again. And the golden coat, that was no family heirloom. That coat, had you put it on, it would have turned you and the entire kingdom into stone. I did this for you, my noble...
Oh no! John! My most faithful servant! What did I do?
Father! How could you? Father, where did he go?
It seems that he ran away. Oh, poor John. Now you shall... Oh, wait! I have Alistair's wand! Why didn't I think of that before? Salazum, salazim! A life sacrificed, restored back to him!
And with the brush of a breeze, faithful John opened his eyes and all was fine once again.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
It's the least I could do for my friends who went to such lengths for me.
And for me, too. You are the most faithful person I will ever have. From today, you are no longer a servant, but a friend.
I have one condition. Only if you could turn Freddy back to the ferret.
So much for being a friend!